God is glorious in his saints. Welcome to the Christian Saints podcast. My name is Professor Darren Ong, recording from Malaysia. In this podcast, we explore the lives of the Christian saints from the Anglican, Roman Catholic, and Eastern Orthodox traditions. Today, we commemorate Saints Chrysanthus and Daria, a married couple from the early church who were martyred for their faith sometime in the 3rd century AD by the Romans. Both Chrysanthus and Daria were pagans who converted to the Christian faith. Daria was, in fact, a pagan priestess. Let us hear an account of their story from the website of the Orthodox Church in America. Saint Chrysanthus came from a pagan family who had moved to Rome from Alexandria. He received a fine education, and among the books he read were those in which pagans discuss Christianity. The young man, however, wanted to read books written by Christians themselves. He finally managed to find a copy of the New Testament, which enlightened his rational soul. Seeking someone to instruct him in the Holy Scriptures, he found the presbyter Carpophoros hiding from persecution, and received holy baptism from him. After this, he began to preach the gospel. Chrysanthus' father tried to turn his son from Christianity, and finally married him to Daria, a priestess of Minerva. Saint Chrysanthus managed to convert his wife to Christ, and the young couple mutually agreed to lead celibate lives. After the death of the father, they began to live in separate houses. Saint Chrysanthus converted several young men to Christ, and many pious women gathered around Saint Daria. The people of Rome complained to the Eparch Salerinus that Saint Chrysanthus and Daria were preaching celibacy and attracting too many young men and women to monasticism. Saint Chrysanthus was sent to the tribune Claudius for torture. The torments, however, did not shake the bravery of the young martyr, since the power of God clearly aided him. Struck by this, the tribune Claudius himself came to believe in Christ and accepted holy baptism, together with his wife Hilaria, their sons Jason and Maurus, and all his household and soldiers. When news of this reached the emperor Numerian, he commanded them all to be executed. The martyr Claudius was drowned in the sea, and his sons and soldiers were beheaded. Christians buried the bodies of the holy martyrs in a nearby cave, and Saint Hilaria constantly went there to pray. Once they followed her and led her off for torture. The saint asked that they give her a few moments to pray, and as soon as she finished, she gave up her soul to God. A servant buried the saints in the cave beside her sons. The torturers sent Saint Daria to a brothel, where she was protected by a lion sent by God. A certain man who tried to defile the saint was knocked to the ground and pinned down by the lion, but the lion did not kill him. The martyr preached to them about Christ and set them to the path of salvation. They threw Saint Chrysanthus into a foul-smelling pit, into which all the filth of the city flowed. But a heavenly light shone on him, and the pit was filled with a sweet fragrance. Then the emperor Numerian ordered Saints Chrysanthus and Daria to be turned over to the executioners. After many cruel tortures, the martyrs were buried alive in the ground. In a cave near the place of execution, Christians began to gather to honor the anniversary of the saints' martyrdom. They celebrated church services and partook of the holy mysteries. Learning of this, the pagan authorities sealed the entrance to the cave, and those within received the crown of martyrdom. Two of those martyrs are known by name, the Presbyter Diodorus and Deacon Marianus. Let us read a little bit about the significance of their story from an old English text that tells their lives. This account is from Models of Sanctity in the Two Legends of Saints Chrysanthus and Daria by Liesl Smith, published in the journal Florilegium. In the old English texts, the saint's evangelism constitutes a very active form of struggle. Chrysanthus and Daria did not simply sit back to revel in suffering. They deny their persecutors power over their bodies and argue with them to bring them to faith in Christ. This is not passivity, but spiritual insurrection. The Old English text presents the reader with a strong male and an equally strong female saint, both of whom are committed to virginity. Their choice of physical chastity serves not as an outright condemnation of physical sexuality, although unrestrained sexuality clearly is demonstrably censured with the figures of Daria's would-be rapists. But rather, this chastity is a sign of their rejection of the world and the values of men like Polemius. The couple offers the reader a transformational model of sanctity and also a model of imitation. After the saints are buried alive, Alfric records that because of the miracles performed at the site where Chrysanthus and Daria were buried alive, people honored the glorious saints and with faith frequently went there. The emperor, enraged by the saints' posthumous success as witnesses to Christ, orders those who visit the saints' burial site also be walled in, stoned, and buried alive. Because we are told nothing more of these people, nothing more that they were honoring the saints, as Alfric is encouraging his readers to do, and seeking for miracles at their tomb, the Old English text implies that honoring the saints provides a path to sanctity open to the most average Christian. Martyrdom, at least symbolically, becomes a possibility for the reader. It is always exciting when we uncover archaeological evidence of the saints, especially the ones who lived so long ago. A pair of skeletons were discovered around the year 2008 in Italy that could plausibly be that of the saints, although it is difficult to say for certain. Let us read of this news report written by Kerr Than of National Geographic News titled "Legendary Saints Were Real, Buried Alive, Study Hints." The skeletons of two married early Christian saints, said to have been buried alive nearly 2,000 years ago, may have been identified in Italy, scientists announced on Thursday. Analysis of the skeletons, sealed off for centuries in an Italian cathedral until recently, seems to support the legend of Chrysanthus and Daria, who are said to have been persecuted in the city of Rome for being Christians. According to ancient stories, the Roman Empire killed the celibate Roman husband and wife in the 3rd century AD, after they had converted many Romans to the fledgling religion. Though there's no way to identify the skeletons with 100% certainty, all the evidence we have gathered points towards the relics having belonged to Chrysanthus and Daria. Investigation leader Ezio Fulcheri, a paleopathologist in Italy's University of Genoa, said in a statement. In 2008, workers renovating the cathedral in the northern Italian town of Reggio Emilia found more than 300 bones in a sealed crypt beneath the main altar. The remains were found to form two nearly complete skeletons. The skulls of the bodies turned out to be in a pair of silver and gold busts deep in a cathedral vault, into which they had been transferred nearly 500 years ago, University of Turin anthropologist Alessandra Sinti told National Geographic News via email. Examining the bones, study leader Fulcheri and his team concluded that the remains belonged to a man and woman who were generally healthy at the time of their deaths. Based in part on its slender and petite frame, wide pelvis and pointed chin, one of the skeletons was presumed to have been a female in her mid-20s. The sex was later confirmed by DNA analysis, according to Fulcheri, whose work was partly funded by the National Geographic Society's Expeditions Council. The society owns National Geographic News. The team suspects this skeleton was Daria, who, according to legend, was a Vestal Virgin, a high priestess of Rome dedicated to the goddess Vesta, before converting to Christianity. The bones show that she probably lived a life with very little physical stress, the University of Turin's Sinti says in a new documentary about the project. She had the characteristics of a Vestal Virgin, Sinti added, but of course we can't be certain. The second skeleton's bones appear nearly adult but aren't fully formed. Parts of them were still fusing together at death. This suggests the remains belong to a 17 or 18-year-old, the researchers say. DNA tests later reveal the individual to be a male. If the legends and the team's conclusions are to be believed, this may be Chrysantas. Also, like the Chrysantas and Daria of legend, the recently unearthed couple appears to have been upper class. For example, the bones showed no signs of deformities or wear from physical labor. By analyzing trace elements in the bones, the team also uncovered signs of lead poisoning, a uniquely aristocratic ailment in ancient Rome. The toxic metal was present in the city's plumbing system, which reached only the homes of the wealthy. The team also carefully picked out a single rib from each skeleton, ground the ribs into a fine powder, and performed a carbon dating test on them. The test revealed the skeletons date to between AD 80 and 340. The martyrs are thought to have been killed around AD 283. In ancient tales, Chrysantas, the son of a rich Roman senator, converts to Christianity as a teenager. Desperate to prevent Chrysantas from making what he thinks is a huge mistake, his father arranges to have him married to the Vestal Virgin Daria. At Rome's Temple of Vesta, virgins maintained a holy fire that symbolized procreation and which the Romans believed kept their city safe. In the ancient thinking, there was this belief that religion and politics were intertwined. So when something went wrong in the political sphere, there was a religious problem somewhere, explained Sarolta Takash, a historian at Sage College in Albany, New York, who wasn't involved in the study. As the name suggests, the Vestal Virgins were supposed to remain celibate during their time of service. According to the legend, the plan to distract Chrysantas from Christianity backfires. He converts Daria to his religion, and the two marry, but take a vow of celibacy and devotion to God. That people should live together as if they're married, but not actually have sex and produce children, goes against everything that Roman society stood for. Candida Moss, an expert in early Christian martyrdom at the University of Notre Dame, said in the documentary. What's worse, in the eyes of the Roman Empire, is that the pair successfully converted many to Christianity. For their crimes, Chrysantas and Daria were arrested and tortured. The typical punishment for a Vestal Virgin who had broken her vow of celibacy, was death by starvation. The punishment for conversion to Christianity, though, would have been a life of prostitution, the worst possible fate for the priestess of Vesta, sage Collegius Takash explains. The Romans would have believed Daria's conversion to Christianity endangered their entire city, Takash explained. For one thing, there were only 6 Vestal virgins at any one time, so the loss of even one priestess would have been a serious setback for Rome. What's important about the Vestals is that they were intimately connected with Rome, Takash said. When they did everything correct and properly, Rome thrived, and if they made mistakes, the Romans suffered problems. According to the story, Chrysanthus is sent to prison, while Daria is condemned to prostitution. Both are said to have been saved from their fates by miracles. His prison turns into a garden. She is protected from would-be Johns by a lioness. Despite supposedly divine intervention, Chrysanthus and Daria were eventually sentenced to death, the story goes. According to the most popular version of the legend, the pair is buried alive in Rome. It's said that a Christian shrine was erected at Chrysanthus and Daria's burial site. Later, the venerated bones were transferred several times before eventually arriving around the year 1000 in Reggio Emilia, hundreds of miles north of Rome. A story the new analysis appears to corroborate, scientists say. I think there is no evidence in contrast of this hypothesis, study leader Fulcheri told National Geographic News. The University of Turin Sinti added in the documentary, these results confirm 2 fundamental facts for us. They confirm their antiquity and the fact that they were both from the same time period. We were able to relax, let out a sigh of relief and say, okay, maybe it's actually them. Saints Chrysanthus and Daria are celebrated in all Christian denominations that commemorate saints. Their feast day is on March the 19th in the East and October the 25th in the Western Church. Thank you for listening to the Christian Saints podcast. Look for the Christian Saints podcast page on Facebook or Instagram, or find us on Twitter at podcast_saints. All music in this episode was composed by my good friend, James John Marks of Generative Sounds. Please check out his music at generativesoundsjjm.bandcamp.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider giving us a positive review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you use, so more people can find the Christian Saints podcast and be blessed by these stories of God's saints. Let us end by reading the Eastern Orthodox Troparion for Saints Chrysanthus and Daria, read and sung on their feast day. Let us honor the like-minded pair of martyrs, Chrysanthus, scion of purity, and supremely modest Daria. United in holiness of faith, they shone forth as communicants of God the Word. They fought lawfully for Him, and now save those who sing. Glory to Him who has strengthened you. Glory to Him who has crowned you. Glory to Him who through you grants healing to all.